Shalom Rabosai, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Pei Aleph, a bit of a strange daf. We're talking a lot about different aspects of going to the bathroom, but that is one of the things that I love about Torah. It encompasses literally every single facet of life, so much so that you can have a whole discussion in terms of what to wipe with, how much, is it safe, is it not safe. Obviously, I mean, this should not be surprising because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Histakla Be'araisa Bara Alma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah and created the world. So I kind of enjoyed dapim like this because it shows that nothing should be weird, nothing is uncomfortable, everything is within the realm of discussion because it's Torah of a Torah ani tzorech, lilmod ani tzorech, like some of the Amoras say. Okay, anyway, Vayter, let's dive into it. We're on the top of the Mishnah on Daf Pei Aleph. Mishnah says, again, we're talking about items that can be carried out on Shabbos. Meaning, really, that can't be carried out on Shabbos. What is the minimum shear for you going to be chayiv for taking out certain items on Shabbos? Again, the general rule is, as we've been mentioning, is that it needs to be something that is usable, something that is valuable, something that is legitimate. So, okay, so let's say that we etzem. If you take out a bone on Shabbos, back in the day, they used to use bones a lot to make kalim. So kedei lasos tarva, enough to make a type of spoon. As Rashi says kaf kolier, a spoon to mention this kolier, this eye ointment that we've been talking about in the past. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kedei lasos mimenu chaf, enough to make a chaf. A chaf is a lock. And we'll see exactly how big that is. Gemara is going to think, assume that's bigger, and we're going to analyze that a little bit. Right? We said before that usually Rabbi Yehuda shitas are smaller. So zchuches, what about glass? Kedei ligror bo rosh hakarkor, a glass enough to scrape a utensil used by a weaver, right? Rashi says eitz yesh la organ v'rosh ochad. Weavers have sharp wooden utensils, so glass to scrape and sharpen this wooden utensil of a weaver. I assume it's a small utensil. So that's as much how much glass you're going to be chayv for taking out. Tsror or evan kedei lizrok ba'of. What about a stone or a pebble enough to throw at a bird? Rabbi Elazar bar Yaakov omer kedei lizrok ba'behema, enough to throw at an animal and to have it move. Okay. Fine. Says the Gemara. The member of the shear there, you the nafish, right? Are you telling me that a lock is bigger than this small tiny measuring spoon for this Kolier medicine? So you tell me that Rabbi Yehuda's shear is bigger. Hakai Malan, the shear, the Rabbanan nafish. What we learned before, we said that yesterday's daf that the Rabbanan's shearim are bigger. So Amar Lula Ula Chafi Potachas. Really, he's talking about Chafi Potachas is the teeth of the lock, right? If you imagine a lock mechanism, so you're using these bones to create the teeth, the turning mechanism. So that is going to be smaller than this spoon, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda is referring to. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa. Chafi potachas tahorin. If you have just the teeth in the lock mechanism, so they are tahor. Again, to be mekabel tuma, it needs something. Things need to be considered a kli. They need to be considered usable. But kavan, says the Gemara, kavan potachas tamein. But if you put it into a lock, so then it is tamein, because then already it's part of a kli. Vishal gal, let's say a lock of a gate, afal pisha chibron bedelas, even after you attach it to the door, v'kovin b'masmerim, even if you slam it in there with nails, tahorin, it's going to be tahor. Why shakolam mechuba lekarka harei lekarka? Because anything that's attached to the ground is like the ground. The thing, something that's attached to the ground, is not mekabel tuma. A door of a house or a gate that is cemented into the ground, that's considered the ground, and it is not mekabel tuma. Okay. Tanu the Brisa, Schuchis kedei leftoa bashnei nimin ka'achas. Another thing that you could do with glass is another shear. Schuchis kedei ligorbo, that's the quote from the Mishnah. And the Brisa says here that the shear for schuchis is how much you need to be able to cut two pieces of thread at once. So it needs to be big enough. Lamaisa, that's mistama, that's the same shear. But or it just gives another example of what you would use the glass for. Tsur o evan kide lizrok ba'of. And Rabbi Elazar says to throw it at a behema. I'm Rabbi Yaakov, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, vushem migareshes, but the animal has to run away from it. Right? It must be that the... Miragesh is not migareshes. Miragesh is the animal has to be able to feel it. Right, it has to be able to. The animal has to be able to feel it. When the stone hits it, that's the size. Ve'kamishuro, and how big? Tanya Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov over Mishkal Asar Azuz. That has to be the amount. Whatever Asar Azuz would weigh, that's how big this stone has to be. Zonin is a guy. One of the more let's say colorful names found in the Gemara. You have Zonin, you have Munbaz, you have Sumchus, right? You have some fun names. So Zonin is the name of a Rav. So he would say, Al Labe Midrasha. He came into the Beis Medrash, and he said, Rabosai, Avanim Shel Beis Akisei. What about stones for a bathroom, right? We've mentioned before that people used to wipe themselves with stones. They didn't always have toilet paper. They used to wipe themselves with stones. So, Bekama, with how much? And Rashi says, what do you mean? Shiurin Bekama. How much? How big? How much? Rashi says the two possibilities. What is he actually asking? Is it, like we've been talking about, Lischayev Alehem? How much of these stones are you going to carry out to Rosh Hashanah Abim? How big is it? For you to be Chayev Achatas and Shabbos? Inami, or Latatal and Lachotzer, Lachlisam, Besakise. Right? Or how many can you bring with you into the bathroom when you're not going to be Chayev? Because obviously that has a use. Now, if you're going to a chotzer, right? Again, it's not a shusar rabbin. Because too many, right? Too many you don't need these things, so that the mistama they're mukta. So, but either way, Rashi says vidi vidi chashiruhu. It's the same shir. And the amount that you need to take with you into the bathroom is the amount that's going to be legitimate. Right? It's going to be the minimum shir for you to be chayev for otsa. So, regardless of what the pshat is. The question remains the same. What is the shear for these stone pieces of toilet paper, if you will? So, Amrulo, Kezayis, Ke'ego, Ukebeitza. You can take out three of them. One like an olive, one like a nut, and one like an egg. Amrulo, apparently Zonin had a sense of humor. Chitro, Tani, Yachnis. So, what do you want me to bring a scale into the bathroom as well? And, like, just count out and see exactly how big these stones are? Stones are not, don't come in, you know, specific sizes. So the Gemara says, Nindu Vugamru, right? So they, at that point, they counted in the Beis Medrash, meaning they voted and they finished. They said the halacha is Malay Hayad, as much, a handful, as much as you can carry in your hand. That's the shear, that's how much a person needs. Tanya with the Breiser, Rav Yossi, Omer, Kezayis, Ego, Zugabetza, or Shemir Yossi, Omer, Mishum, Aviv, Malay Hayad. Okay, so we have a Breiser that reflects those two shearim. Tanu Rabbanan, Gimel Avanan, Mikurazlos Mutr Lahachnis La Base Hakise. You're allowed to bring three stones that are sharp on one side. And the Rashi said, right, Rulios the Kinoach that they used to use for wiping, so it was sharp on one side and smooth on the other, that you're allowed to bring in three of these stones into the bathroom. Rekamashiron, how big? Rabbi Meir, Omer Ke'egos, Rabbi Huda, Omer Ke'beitzer. Rabbi Meir says, like a nut. Rabbi Yehuda says, like a beta. Amar Rafim Bar Papa, Amar Rav Chista, Kamachlokas Kan, Kach Machlokas Be'esrov. Just like Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda argue as to the size of these shiurim that you're allowed to carry out into the bathroom on Shabbos. But again, just with the same, with the either, as Rashi mentioned, either with the shiur you're going to be chayav for doing otzah, or the amount you're allowed to take out with you into a chotzer, into the bathroom. So the machlok, just like the machlok is here, but between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is, on the one hand, a nut, according to Rabbi Meir, and an egg, a kabeitza, like Rabbi Yehuda, so that's the same machlok as by an esrog. Right, by an esrog, what is the minimum shear for an esrog? So Rabbi Meir says an egg goes, a nut, and Rabbi Yehuda says a beitza. So Gemara says, hasa masnisa haga braisa. What do you mean? The shear here is koveya, is the same as is over there? Over there, it's a mishnah by the discussion in Sukkah, in the third parak, Lamed Vav, I think, don't remember. Okay, but either way, the shear is that over there. We're quoting a mishnah. What do you mean? Are we going to prove the shear from a brisa? So why says you're right? Sorry, lost the place. Yeah, ela kamachlokas be'esro kach machlokas kan. Meaning that the koveya, just like it doesn't change the meaning, but the first thing you're going to say is just like the shear is by an esro, so too the shear is over here. By taking stones into the bathroom to wipe yourself. Okay, fine. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Avalo es ha-pais. Rabbi Yehuda says, you shouldn't take a pais. My pais, what's that? So, I'm Rabbi Zera, Karshine Bavlesa, which is literally means Babylonian stones, but means like earth, Babylonian earth. The Babylonian earth was kind of like clumpy and not packed together. So you shouldn't take stones that are not going to help you in the bathroom. Right? You can't wipe yourself with that. It's not solid. So you shouldn't take that into the bathroom. Why don't you take a solid hard stone? Right. Rava says, okay, in terms of stones on Shabbos to go to the bathroom, so you're not allowed to mashmesh betzror. You're not allowed to help yourself go to the bathroom with a stone. Right? You're not allowed to help, let's say, pry open the person's, rectum with a stone on Shabbos, just like a person would do during the week. Right? Just not the person that was a way to help them. If a person was having trouble going to the bathroom, they would use a stone to kind of help it come out. And that is also to do on Shabbos, even though it's mostly during the week. Because the Gemara says, "Maskev lo marzutra listakein." Right? So what? Should you not go to the bathroom? Like, let's say that's the only way you can go. Right? Let's say you need help. Let's say you're having a hard time. So we've pointed out several times already in the Gemara Brachos that it was important for people to go to the bathroom, and holding back a person going to the bathroom could lead to sakana, some sort of illnesses. We talked about, one Mandelmar said, how beautiful it was that he had a bathroom, so close to his house, so he never had to worry about that, right? It was considered very, very, very unhealthy to hold it in. So the Marzutra said, if you can't do this procedure and that's the only way you can go to the bathroom, what is this person supposed to do? The stocking, he should put himself into sakana. So the Gemara says, no, kelachar yad. You should do it in a different way. You should do it in a backwards way, in a way that's not usually done, and then help yourself go to the bathroom in that way. Amar Rabbi Yanai, im yesh makom kavu al beis hakisei, malei hayad. If you're going to a permanent set bathroom, so then you're allowed to take out enough stones, in a handful. A handful of stones, but in love, but if it's not, if you're just going to the bathroom in the middle of nowhere, then kehechra, like the in between size. Meaning you're not supposed to take out the entire, meaning the nut is the middle shear, right? We had an olive, we had a nut and an egg, so you should really take out, you should take out the middle shear. Right, and what's the difference between a permanent bathroom and a random place in the middle of the woods? So, again, Rabbi Yana is saying that, let's say you don't need all of the stones that you are using. So if you look at Rashi over here, Rashi is like, let's say, about 7 or 8 lines up from the bottom. So, im yesh makom kavu ala beis hakisei. So Rashi explains, shem yishtaru lo arvis yikaneach behem shachris. And if you go to the bathroom, let's say at night, and you take too many out, you take a handful and you only needed 2 or 3, so you'll leave them there and you'll use them in the morning. But if you're going to a place in the middle of nowhere, so then you have to be conservative with your hotzah. You have to be conservative with the amount of stones that you're taking, because leaving them is not an option. And then you carried out something, you took something that perhaps was muksa, that was unnecessary, something else that you didn't need. Meducha ketana shel besamim. Let's say you have a mortar. Right? They used to grind spices besamim with a mortar and a pestle. Right? Not a pestle like an avodah zarah, but a pestle, P-E-S-T-L-E. That's how you used to grind spices. So the mortar was the thing you used to slam into. The pestle was like a round out, almost like bowl type shape. So let's say you have a small mortar to grind spices. Aid mutter. If there's an aid, if there's a witness, then it's mutter to take it and use to wipe yourself. Meaning, if it has already been used for wiping, so then we see that it is no longer used as a pestle, as a mortar. Right? Obviously, so then right, very often those mortars were stones. So if you see that it's been used for wiping, so then it's mutter for you to take it out with you. And we'll see you in a second. And we're right now, that's a little bit strange. The Gemara says, "Mesve, hold on 1 second. I started the Varim Avim as Adam Lidei Tachtonios. 10 things bring a person to Tachtonios. Tachtonios in the vernacular are hemorrhoids, but it means an illness that affects the person's lower area. Ve'eluhain, and these are the 10 things that will mess a person up. Ochel Ale Kanim, Kanim, a person who eats leaves of reeds. Okay, Vale Gifanim and leaves of grapevines. Lulave Gifanim, obviously there's no lulav in a gifan, but it means the vines of a grapevine. Umorige Behema below Melach, or the Morige, Rashi says here that it's there are certain portions of the animal that has some sort of, they're ringed. I'm not sure, different cuts. Maybe people are more familiar with meat, but there are certain parts of the animal, if you didn't salt it, so that would cause you to have hemorrhoids or problems going to the bathroom, certainly. Shidro shel dag, if you eat the spine of a fish. Dag maliach shel bishel kol tzorcho, a salted fish that was not cooked enough. Hashosha shomre yayin, if you eat if you drink wine sediment, leftovers of the wine, stuff that keeps the wine fresh. Hamkanech besidu v'charsis, if you wipe yourself with, sid is lime, charsis is pottery. Hamkanech betzor shekinech b'chavero, if you wipe yourself with a stone that was already used by your friend. V'yesh omrim, some people say, afatola atzma b'zakisa, even someone who literally means that he hangs himself, obviously that's not what we're talking about here, because that would be terrible. It means a person propped himself up in a way where it looks like he's hanging, he's not actually sitting on the toilet, but he's somehow supporting himself and going to the bathroom that way. That's not a healthy way to go to the bathroom. But either way, the point is that the Braisa said that if you wipe yourself with a stone that your friend has already used, so then that's going to lead you to an illness. And here you're telling me that if Rosh Hashanah says if the mortar, if the stone that's used for grinding spices has an aid on it, it shows that it's been used by somebody else to go to the bathroom, then it's mutter to use that on Shabbos for wiping yourself. Well, one second. How does that work? We just said in this price, so that you're not allowed to use the stone that's been used already. So the Gemara says a bunch of possible answers. Lo kasha, no problem. Habalach, habiyavesh. Well, when you can't use it, that's when it's moist. It's already been used recently. But biyavesh, but if it's already dried out, so then according to Rosh Hashanah, then it's fine. According to that understanding, it's not dangerous if it's already dried out. Ibois ema. That Rav Sheish is talking about a stone that is only used on one side. But here, when you say the Bryce says it's dangerous, it's already used on both sides. And another answer, that Rav Sheish is talking about the stone that he's used already. But the Bryce here is talking about the stone that someone else has used. And that's what is dangerous and may cause a person some illness. Amalei Abaye l'Rav Yosef, yardu aleha geshamim. Let's say rain fell on the stone, v'nitash tissue, and it kind of messed up the excrement that was on the stone. Right? Mahu, what's the deal? Meaning it's still there, but it's kind of like been sort of wiped away. Is that considered a wiping stone? Or not. If it's not a wiping stone, so then it's muktzah, right? Again, a pestle to grind spices on Shabbos, that's klisha malachta l'isser. You're not allowed to grind spices on Shabbos. So, you know, it's very important to know if it's a wiping stone, which is not muktzah, or a pestle, a mortar, which would use to grind spices, that certainly would be muktzah. So, earlier, if you guys said back to him, Mahir shumam nikar mutter, if you can still tell, right, if you can still tell that there was excrement on the stone, so then it is mutter. Okay. Malu lahalosam achrav lagaga. You're allowed to take these stones with you up onto the roof. If a person goes to the bathroom, right? She says him, Allah sham lifnos mi chayshinan l'tircha yisirasa olo. There's a halacha called tircha yisera. That on Shabbos, not only are you not allowed to do malacha, but there's also something called tircha yisera that you really shouldn't go to extra effort and exert yourself. You find this in issues of this in the Gemara and Beitza. You really shouldn't exert yourself more than is necessary. So are you allowed to bring these stones up? Rabbi Bar Shila asked Rav Chisda, are you allowed to bring these stones up with you onto the roof to go to the bathroom? So if that's the only place that you can really go to the bathroom. So he said to him, Gadol kavod abrios er dochas lo sase shem v'torah. Right, kavod abrios is so important. It even is docha lo sase. Right, we've already mentioned that, I think, once. We had earlier in the Maseches Brachos, I believe, with the discussion about kavod abrios. Beseder, so, in the second parak. Right, we had that whole discussion on about kavod abrios. But either way, he said kavod abrios right overrides the los asis shem v'torah. We're not to get into it now. But is this actually a d'oraisa? But okay, b'seder. Yosef Mareimar Vakamar, meaning he said it's mutter for you to take these stones up onto the roof. Yosef Mareimar Vakamar La Hashmaitza, Mareimar was sitting and teaching this halacha. Esver Ravina, the Mareimar Ravina asked him a question. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, notel Adam Kisim, Shema Lufanov, Lachzos Bo Shinov. Rabbi Eliezer says a person is allowed to take a wood chip, right, some sort of splinter, to use as a toothpick. And the Chachamim Omer, Lo Yitol, Ele Mina Avos, Shobahema. The Chachamim said you're only allowed to take from an avos. An avos, I think, is a trough, but that doesn't make any sense. Right, meaning it's something for an animal, but the maisa maybe it's for the animal to eat. But anyways, it means something that's muchan. You shouldn't take something that's you should only take something that's muchan and prepared for Shabbos, but something that's just stopped sitting there is not okay. Meaning that's the answer. But the kasha is right. According to Chachamim, it seems that if there's an item that's muktzah, that's not muchan, so he's not allowed to use it as a splinter to as a toothpick. Right? That's already. But why? If a person, it could be embarrassing that a person has food between his teeth, etc. That seems to be covered a previous issue. So why would they forbid that? So Gemara says Hachi Ashta. The cases are not comparable. Hasam Adam Kovei Makal Nesudo. Hacha Adam Kovei Makal Nebeza Kisei. Right, meaning a person will eat wherever he wants. Right, you can set up a place to eat. So you should have had some sort of item to use as a toothpick, right, beforehand. But where do you go? You're not going to. There's no person may have bathrooms around, you know, where in his house. But Lamaisa, let's say he needs to go to the bathroom and he didn't realize that he has to go to the bathroom. So you can't always figure out where you're going to go to the bathroom. So Lamaisa. Chazal were makil in terms of taking these stones up onto the roof, even because of covered brios. Because you don't know if you're going onto the roof and you need to go to the bathroom. So you got to take care of business. Whereas for to take a toothpick, so you should have known that this is where you're eating a meal on Shabbos, and you should have toothpicks ready for you. Amar Ravuna says also lufnas basada near stay near b'Shabbos. A person is not allowed to go to the bathroom in a sde near, Rashi says, Harisha Rishon of Omer Lizria, where a field which has just been plowed and it's ready to be seeded. So the Gemara says, my time, well, what's the reason? The Gemara is going to go through and try to figure out what exactly is the problem here. Elaim Misham Davsha, if it's because you're going to be stepping on the field, Uba Sede Chaveru Mipnation, Dosh is Niru Miskasha Harisha. And Rashi says, and therefore you are, sorry, that was in Rashi, Mishum Davsha, and what's going to happen, right, you're going to kind of you're going to undo his Harisha, right, we're getting Miskasha and Harisha, again, Harisha, the whole purpose of plowing is to soften up the dirt to be able to plant the seeds, but now you're going to step on his soft field, you're going to undo all of his plowing, and he's going to have to do it again, that costs him time, and that costs him money. So it's not a Shabbos issue, but it's dine, I think dine mamonos or maybe ben adam b'chaveru issue. So if it's because of that, safi lebuchol nami, that would also be also during the weekday. So why would he say b'Shabbos? So it can't be that. Ela mishum asavin. Maybe you'll tell me because of the grass that maybe you'll end up. Rashi says because you may end up. You may take a stone from the field to wipe yourself, and there's grass there, and you may come to uproot some of the grass that have either grown on the stones or that's in the vicinity. So one second, right? If a stone is has grass growing it on Shabbos, right? It's mutter to use it to wipe yourself, right? Even though you're going to detach the grass, right? Rashi says it's a dervishan muskavin. And that's the halacha, is like a Rishimon, that it's mutter. V'atolish men of b'Shabbos, but if you do it on purpose, and you detach this grass on Shabbos, you chayiv chatos, that's on purpose, right? That's ready, what's it called? That's already something you intended to do, and that's not okay. So it can't be that, it can't be because of the grass, so what's the reason for this Isser, according to Rav Huna? So, Ella Dilma Nukit Me'iloi v'sadilatata, because what's going to happen? You may end up taking from on top, meaning let's say again the when you plow a field, so you have like little ditches throughout the field. So you may end up taking some dirt or a stone from the top of the ditch, and then you'll throw it, you know, into the ditch that have been that has been plowed. Not a deep ditch, but like a little, let's say, what's the English? A furrow. Like you may throw it into the furrow. And then what's going to be happening? And then when mechayev mishum de rabba, then you're going to be chayev because of rabba. Damar rabba ha'isalo gumo utamama v'bayis chayev mishum bone v'sodeh chayev mishum koresh. Something we mentioned before about 10 blot ago. Or I see that ayin gimel beis. Okay, but 8 blot ago, that you're going to be chayev if you smooth out the ground. So we said if you do it in the house, you're chayev for bone. If you do it in the field, you're chayev for koresh, for plowing, because you're already fixing the field. Helping it for plowing. So when you smooth it out, how does smoothing out the field help it for planting? The stomach must be, I guess that's part of the process. I'm not sure. I guess you plow the field and then you smooth it over after the seeds have been put in. Okay. Either way, you're chayev because of choresh, you're chayev for plowing. Even though the field has already been plowed, okay, I'm not sure 100%. But lamaisa, the concern here is that you may end up taking a stone and throwing it into one of the ditches, and then that will smooth it out, and that will make it that will make you chayev in a field because of choresh. Okay, so that's a concern. Tzarachi and Blinether, I have to go back and relearn that a little bit. Why exactly be chayev for plowing? If already again the field here is already plowed, so smoothing it out, I would imagine that smoothing out the field will not help. Right? We just said that stepping on the ground, right? The first thing we just mentioned, the possibility would can't be that you're chayev for stepping on the ground, because that would be a weekday thing. That would be usher. Okay, fine. Let's start looking a little bit on this piece. Gufa, let's go back to something we just said. Amar Reish Lagish Tzorosha Olobo Asav Mutu Lekanechbo. Right, again, if you take a stone that has grass growing on it. All over the stone, so it is mutter if you use that to wipe yourself on Shabbos, but because it's davishin and miskavin, but v'atolish b'mena b'Shabbos chayiv chadas. If you do it on purpose, if you take it, uproot this grass, so then you're going to be chayiv chadas. I'm Rav Papi, Shmamina with Reish Lakish. We learn from Reish Lakish, hay parpisa shari da tiltolai, that a parpisa is mutter to be carried on Shabbos. What is that? So a parpisa. Look, there's a bit of a long Rashi here, but it's an Otzutz Nalkuv, is a flower pot that has a hole on the bottom. Shazarubo, that was planted, and now the roots are growing down into the dirt. And again, since Reish Lakish said you can pick up a stone that has grass growing around it and detaching it, right, even though it's Darush and Muscovy, so therefore it's mutter. So if you need to move the flower pot, even though it has roots that are growing into the ground, so that's also considered Darush and Muscovy, and it is mutter. Okay. Fine. So Gemara says, okay, fine. Maskel Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says, 1 second. Hold on. What are you talking about? Wait. The only reason we are allowed to take a stone that has grass growing through it and uproot it is because you need that stone. What do you need this flower pot for? What are you talking about? So Rav Kahana says that Mestama, he would disagree with this inference of Rav Papi. Rav Papi said that from Reish Lakish Halacha, you can learn from the stone and the grass to a flower pot. Rav Kahana says that's ridiculous. You don't need to have a flower pot on Shabbos, so therefore he does not equate the two. Rabbi says parpisa hol va'asa liyadon lema v'melsa. Now that we mentioned a parpisa, let's say something about the parpisa. Again, this is the style of the Gemara. If you can imagine a bunch of guys sitting around talking, bunch of rabbanim, bunch of tzaddikim, a bunch of gaonim, a bunch of amoraim, and tanaim sitting around and schmoozing. So this is what they would do, just like any other conversation. Right? We often think, like, oh, the Gemara jumps from topic to topic. It's so annoying. Well, yeah, because there's a dude in the corner writing down, if you can imagine, kiviyachol, but it's not really, but there's a guy in the corner recording a conversation of a bunch of tanaim, a bunch of amoraim that happened in the Beis Medrash. That's what the Gemara is. So, what do you mean? It jumps from topic to topic. Next time you talk to your friend or your bunch of friends, and you're talking about something, you know, you're just hanging out. See how long you stay on one topic. Right? You bounce around, so the Gemara does that as well. And that's what Abaye says here. He says, once we mentioned a flower pot, I'll tell you a different halacha about a flower pot. Hayamunach al gabi karka. Let's say it's on the ground. And then you put it, you took it off the ground, and you put it on top of pegs to support it, right, off the ground. Mechayev mishim tolish. That is tolish. You're chayev for tolish. If the roots right off have grown, so you are detaching the roots from the ground, and that is chayev. Hayamunach al gabi yesedos. If it was, let's say, on top of pegs, umanich al gabi karka, and then you put it on the ground, chayev mishum notea, you are chayev for planting. The opposite is true. Yeah, that just like if you take a plant or something, roots out of the ground, so if you put something there where the roots are going to grow into the ground, that is going to be planting. Okay. Fine. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Asur the kaneach mecheres b'Shabbos. Back to going to the bathroom. It is asur for a person to wipe himself with pottery on Shabbos. Gemara says, my time. What's the reason? Elayim mishum sakana. If you're telling me that it's dangerous, that maybe you'll cut yourself because it's sharp. Safilu chol nami. It's also should be asur during the weekday. Elayim mishum kshafim. If you're telling me it's asur because of kshafim, witchcraft, sorcery, right? We'll see exactly what kind of witchcraft that is. It's also a shiviyasur during the week. If ela mishum hasharas nimen, let's say maybe you can end up cutting your hairs. That's near, that's on a person's bottom, because again the pottery is sharp. So that's davreshin miskaven. Or cutting hairs on your body is asur mishum gozes. But that's davreshin miskaven. We paskin that's mutter. So what's the problem? So I'm a little bit of Nasan Bar Oshia, Gavaraba Omar Milsa. If a great man said this, right, like Rabbi Yochanan, name of a time, let's explain his reasoning. Right, the implication is that you don't really need to know the reasoning. If that's the halacha, that's the halacha. But okay, but since he's a great Talmud Chacham, we should try to understand what he's saying rather than just assume that it makes no sense. Right, lo mibaya b'chol da'asar. You don't need to tell me when Rabbi Yochanan said that you can't wipe yourself with pottery. That's obviously asar during the week. But on Shabbos, whole week, Torah is kli alav. You might have thought that since it's a kli, right, since a piece of pottery has a use, Rashi says, what is the use? Right, lachtok bo'or, or lachshof mayim, mikaba, that's either to carry some sort of water, right, again, piece of pottery was generally curved, even if it was a broken piece of pottery, so there's usually some sort of curve in it, so it has a base kibble, so you can carry water, or you can carry something else with it. So therefore, you might have thought that shopir dummy, that it's better to use that than, let's say, a stone, which in general has no use. So gamash malan, therefore, you have to teach me that it's actually asur. She says, either because it's dangerous or because of this witchcraft, this magic, black magic that we're going to see in a second. Rava masne lo mishum hashos ninim. No, Rava said no. It's asur because you will end up cutting some hairs, right by the tush area. So that's why it's asur. And what about davreshin miskaven? So Rava is going to explain that right now. The kashya of Rabbi Yochanan, but he had a problem because we had a stira. He had a stira in Rabbi Yochanan. It's because Miyam Rabbi Yochanan asur lekaneach mecheres b'Shabbos. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say that's asur for a person to wipe himself with pottery on Shabbos because he may end up cutting hairs? Alma davreshin miskaven asur. Apparently Rabbi Yochanan holds that if you do davreshin miskaven, it's asur. From Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k'stam mishnah. The halacha is like the stam mishnah. Utznan, and we're not in the mishnah. Nazir chofef umefasves. A nazir can rub his head and untangle his hairs, avalosorik, but he can't comb them because it's for sure going to take it out. Right, it's a psikresha, it's for sure going to take out his hairs, right? A nazir cannot cut his hair. So, right, according to the Mishnah, it's davreshin miskaven is mutter, right? Again, davreshin, in both places, right, either untangling or combing, it's still davreshin miskaven. You're not trying to take out your hair. So therefore, if you untangle or you rub the hair, so then it's not necessarily going to take out hair. So then it is mutter. But if it's a sigresha, if it's definitely going to happen, then it is aser. But the implication of the Mishnah is that the Rishon Miskaven is mutter unless it's a sigresha. So Gemara says, you're right. Ela kemechavarta kederav nasan bar oshio. Right? That makes sense. It must be that Rabbi Yochanan's shita is not because you may end up cutting hairs with the pottery, but really because you might have thought that it would be better to use than a stone because it's actually a kli and it's not quote unquote as mokza. Okay, just to wrap up, Mike Shafim, what are we talking about with this sorcery, witchcraft, wiping yourself with pottery? What in the world is going on here? Gemara tells a story. Ki hadar av chista v'rava bar av huna ki havu azli ba'arba av tu rabanim. We're traveling, traveling on a boat. And Amra lahu ahi matronisa, a certain woman said to him, Osvan behadaichu, come with, let me come with you. Velo osvu. And for whatever reason, they didn't want to take her on the boat. Amra, and she said, Amra ihi melsa, she said something, some sort of words, and asrasa la'arba, and the boat stopped moving. And apparently, it held it in place. Amru inhu milsa, but the two rabbanim said something back to her, against her magic, and sharyua, and the boat was able to travel, and it was released, it went on its way. And Amru lahu, and she screamed at them as it was leaving the dock, my abiluhu, what can I do to you? Because you guys, you tell me to chachamim, you do not wipe yourselves with pottery. Right, and you don't kill kinin on your clothing, right? It actually says that rather they take it off. That's what he says, meaning they would kill. I guess they take it off take the lice off the clothing and then kill it, or just get rid of it, or don't kill it. Right, you don't kill lice on your clothing. V'loshalaflu yarka v'achalu mikisha. Mikisha the asr gina, and you don't take a vegetable out from a sack that the gardener has put together. Rather, you would the asr, he tied it together. In a temple, see him shumu krisho batzal me'aguda she'ogdin hagananim. That's what Rashi says. Ela tematir me'aguda. Rather, for some reason, it's better to untie the whole bundle of all the vegetables and then take one out instead of just yanking one through, I guess, a hole or the top or whatever. Apparently, those three things would have enabled her to do something in terms of kshafim. That's what Rashi says. Kol hani kashal kshafim. All of these things. Apparently, this woman would have been able to do some sort of kshafim, some sort of magic with. But since the chachamim did not do this, she had no power over them. And we see here that for whatever reason, doesn't explain exactly how, exactly why. It could be interesting to know. But you see that if you wipe yourself with pottery, that is subject to some sort of black magic. Okay, Shkoyach Rabosai, we keep on getting ready for Matan Torah. Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we will finish the Perek and go weiter in the Heilige Shas.